Colorado Senate president was one of the most important advocates for increasing taxes to fund transportation. That was significant. He's a Republican. But he couldn't stop members of his own party from defeating House Bill 1242. The bill aimed to ask voters if they'd support a half-cent sales tax increase for roads and infrastructure and transit. While there's some blaming going on at the Capitol, we asked ordinary voters for their take on transportation and the idea of a tax increase. People like Pamela Barker of Fort Collins. She says traffic is a challenge. She prefers to bike around town. But
my mother lives in Colorado Springs, and I've been driving down to see her over the last 20 years that we've lived here. And, you know, it used to take a reliable 2 hours and 15 minutes. And now it can be anywhere between 3 to 4 hours.
Barker says she's fine with the sales tax increase. So is author Dolores Kimball from Colorado Springs. She also rides her bike around town, but says even that is becoming problematic.
If you think it's bad on a car, you ought to ride on some of these roads on a bike. You take your life in your hands. We used to be able to ride around looking at the scenery. Now you don't dare take your eyes off the pavement because there's so many ruts and holes and ditches.
Kimball does say she wants to make sure any tax hike would be transparent and the money would go where it's supposed to.
It can't be shuffled off into other projects.
Others told us they want more specifics on how the money would be spent. Ron Terry is a part-time paramedic living in Westcliff. He says he knows firsthand how bad some of the roads are.
We're oftentimes driving large ambulances on some of the roads that are so difficult to get to that we often have to call on other support to help get our patients back to the highway.
He says he would back a tax increase as long as his rural region is included.
If I could see some value to some of the rural counties in Colorado, my concern is that a lot of times the revenues end up in the larger metropolitan areas, and I don't see that benefiting some of the areas where most of our roads are.
He's not the only person in rural Colorado wary of how a transportation fix might play out. Some say they're used to feeling forgotten.
And it's a bummer, especially for a business owner, for me. But I feel like it's kind of overlooked compared to Durango or Telluride or Rico. I feel like our community has so much more to offer.
That's Breezy Obletz. She owns the Main Street Emporium in downtown Cortez. It's a gift shop and salon. She says she'd like more paving and better transit and would pay for it. She says there's no bus service and very few taxis.
I've flown into Cortez before, and I've had to depend on family and friends because there wasn't any available transportation even from there. And I think that's a problem trying to bring in and grow our community and bring tourists in.
Not surprisingly, the biggest dividing line in supporting a future tax increase seems to be whether people think the transportation system is working well or not. David Sherrod works for a car company in Cortez and thinks people are already overtaxed.
Why would the American people want to pay more? Already we're hurting to get jobs, hurting to pay bills, hurting to pay rent, hurting to support our kids. You know, it seems like it's not a lot, half a cent. But after, you know, 6 months of paying half a cent, what does it go up to? You know what I mean? Half a cent accumulates.
Just missed the light rail. I was a little mad about that, but I guess it's my own fault. 2 days in a row, like, I was here on the minute and it was gone. But, I mean, I'm lucky to have it. Otherwise, I'd have to be paying $20 a day.
29-year-old waitress Amanda Gagnon is also skeptical of a tax increase. She lives in suburban Lakewood and commutes on the light rail to downtown Denver. She just moved back to Colorado after spending 3 years living in Massachusetts and Southern California.
Transportation here is insanely better. So for them to want more money is ridiculous. It's really outrageous, like, how amazing the transportation has gotten, in my opinion.
Supporters of the tax increase thought a unified transportation ballot measure coming from the legislature would have had the best chance of passing. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City now worries that several measures addressing transportation could wind up on the ballot this fall.
Everybody's going to pick their favorite one, and then everybody's going to lose by a margin of 2-1.
There's also a concern that the metro areas may come up with a solution, but rural parts of the state will be left out or unable to pool together in the same way to find answers.
Bottom line is, can we fix transportation? And if we're unable and incapable of doing it here, yeah, we'll have to deal with that with our constituents. That's not a pleasant conversation. It never is.
I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.